And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. and you're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, Bridget Hitchcock with the Crescent Harbor Playground Committee. Welcome to Morning Edition, Bridget.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's start out by talking a little bit about the history of this committee and your goals. You'd like to build a new playground at Crescent Harbor Playground site.
Yes, we would. That playground was built in the early 70s, and the last upgrade was done in about 2000. As of now, it is not ADA accessible. ADA is the American Disabilities Act, so it's not accessible for folks who are who have physical disabilities, and it's not safe as well. So we are actively working at revamping that playground and hope to do it next summer.
What's the vision? What are some of the components that you're thinking about?
It's really, really exciting. We hired a design team led by Monique Anderson, who is local, and she has a whole team of people that helped her design the playground with community input from the schools. And then we also had a community design day last spring. And we are taking out one of the tennis courts. We've gone through the whole public process with the city to make that happen. And there's going to be just a variety of really cool new equipment, some of which will be completely accessible for folks with disabilities. And there's going to be swings and slides and a rope climber. There's going to be a custom-made troller, just some really new exciting elements to the playground.
You know, there's a lot going on in playground design all over the country. And I think here in Sitka, we have a little bit of a narrower understanding of what's possible with playgrounds. And it sounds like this is going to be innovative as well as really sort of specific to our community.
Yes. We did a lot of research on the different playgrounds in the state of Alaska that were done with community build playgrounds. And I'm sure some folks have been to the ones in Juneau or up north. And so our hope is to kind of do a combination of community help build it and contractor build. So we're going to kind of have a design day or a design weekend next spring where people can volunteer to actually help build the playground. So right now we're fundraising, but then we'll be asking for volunteer help for next summer to actually help build the playground, which is exciting.
You know, I really love the idea of that community buy-in. And that stays with you, knowing that you helped build this playground stays with you through your lifespan.
Yep, and that's what we're hoping, that everybody can help in some way, shape, or form.
Okay, let's talk about fundraising. What are your needs and how are you going about raising funds?
Well, we have a budget. So Monique, you know, not only designed the playground, which is absolutely wonderful, and people can check that out online. I can give you that information. But our budget, you know, depending on how much equipment we get, is anywhere between $550,000 and $700,000. We do have a volunteer grant writer who is going to be raising a lot of those funds, but we're also looking at about $75,000 to raise in this community through individuals and through businesses. So right now we are actually just kind of in the process of figuring out, if you do donate, what you will get in return. And we're starting our fundraising efforts like in the next few weeks.
How can people become a part of that?
They can go to, we have a website. We have if you like us on Facebook, Sitka Community Playground, that's one way if you're a Facebook user. We also have a website. It's kind of a long thing. But if you just punched in Sitka Community Playground in a Google or any kind of search engine, you would find us. Or you can also mail a donation to SAIL, S-A-I-L. They are kind of our umbrella organization who's taking in the funds.
Now, this has been a long process. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. It has been a long process. There's been different groups that have tried to get this going over the years, and I've been part of all those different groups, and they've all been helpful. They've all done different things that have been helpful. So this last group, we got together about a year ago. It's been a goal for the Sitka Health Summit, for two different Sitka Health Summits. It's also been a goal of the Assembly, and also a goal of Sitka Parks and Rec to get this playground up to par. So there's been a big history of efforts to get it going, and this is the group that's going to get it going. We've got a great group of volunteers. There's about a dozen of us, and we meet every few weeks, just kind of plugging away at all these different tasks. And I think we're right on task. Now we just have to raise the money.
what drives you? Why have you been a part of this process for so long?
I think part parent, part physical therapist, and just part community member. It's a great location. I love the Seawalk. The Seawalk is encouraging so many people to be active. There's any, on any given day, you're going to see tons of people walking down that Seawalk. It's such an exciting, vibrant place, and the playground is just going to fit in so nicely there. As a physical therapist, I encourage any kind of physical activity for folks with or without physical disabilities. So I'm really excited about the accessibility piece of this. And then as a parent, I'm there very often and just excited about a new, bright, really diverse place for kids to be playing. And it's also not going to be just tots. It's going to be 2 to 12 is kind of our age range that we're trying to target. And even older kids are going to, I think, have fun on this playground.
Can we talk a bit about the needs of kids who have disabilities? What are you looking for in a playground?
Basically, access to the equipment. You know, the little stones and the little pieces of bark don't work. This is going to actually have a sidewalk through it so that they can access each piece of equipment. We have already swings that are accessible that you can put kids in and have them safely harnessed in there. And we have a ramp built up for one of the slides so that you can actually wheel a child up to the ramp and then they'll be able to slide down. Those are just a few of the pieces of equipment, but we have more equipment than that for folks with disabilities.
That's becoming increasingly prominent in playground construction all over the country. And has it become a requirement yet? What are the requirements around constructing playgrounds?
Yes, the law says that you do need to have certain safety fallout zones, which means, you know, sort of certain room around pieces of equipment. And also, yes, they do need to be ADA accessible. So unfortunately, because the city wasn't able to have the funding to maintain the Moeller Park ones and bring them up to safety and ADA guidelines, those had to close. And because our group is actively working on the Crescent Harbor playground, that's allowed to remain open because of that. If we weren't working on it, that too would have closed. So we feel very lucky to have that playground open and very lucky that it will be upgraded very soon.
So there's a bit of urgency to this as well, because right now that's the only playground.
Correct.
Okay.
Other than the school ones, right, which are closed during the day while the kids are in school.
Right. Okay. Contact information again. How can people find out more or donate?
People can call me directly if they want to volunteer. My phone number is 747-1771. If you're a Facebook user, you can just plug in Sitka Community Playground, and that will bring you to the website. And then our website, it's kind of a long, but if you just punch in Sitka Community Playground to any search engine, you will find us, www.sailinc.org/Sitka Community Playground is the full website. But again, if you just punch it into the search engine, you'll be able to find it no problem.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Bridget Hitchcock. She's with the Crescent Harbor Playground Committee.